Neil Elbaum, Life of an Entrepreneur. Many people seem to romanticize the version of what entrepreneurship is. They are bombarded on social media with humble boasts about people working on the beach, or they read articles on TV about freshly minted billionaires. Don't get me started. Let me tell you a secret. Being an entrepreneur can be liberating, exhilarating, and rewarding. It can also be hard, stressful, and exhausting. Usually it is all these things and many more at the same time, sometimes even on the same day. Successful entrepreneurs take time to read and learn, and the power of knowledge to broaden the mind, whether it is reading the daily newspaper and business pages, leafing through social media, or reading an Isaac Asimov novel. Even the evenings are reserved for family and friends, hands on smartphones, ready to pounce on any news that arrives. In the modern world, everyone loves entrepreneurship. Setting up your own business is like holding the same prestigious position in an earlier age as making a pilgrimage to Jerusalem or leading several enemies in battle. But what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur remains unclear. Governments and public institutions are doing their best to encourage people to help in practice by offering tax breaks, punishing failures less, and establishing business zones. But the core of successful entrepreneurship lies in an abstract but precise insight into the causes of human misfortune. Like-minded businesses can be a way to alleviate a certain kind of suffering. Having an idea is one thing, but running a business is quite another. Many people have an idea, but very few actually choose to have anything to do with it. Mistakes and failures are remarkable learning mechanisms when it comes to business. Most famous A-listers will tell you they didn't get very far because they hit a few bumps in the road. Many people think that entrepreneurs are a rare combination of skills, luck, and intellect that make them successful. That is not the case, and most entrepreneurs know it. It's less about skill and more about drive. Most entrepreneurs are aware that ordinary people have an abnormal drive and determination. There are so many great things about being an entrepreneur. You feel alive all the time, you have your destiny in your own hands, and you see firsthand what a tangible difference you can make for the people around you in the world. I feel lucky to have been an entrepreneur who has been encouraged and listened to enough to make the leap. To become an entrepreneur, work on yourself. Being an entrepreneur can be liberating, exhilarating, and rewarding. But let me tell you a secret. It can also be hard, stressful, and exhausting. Mostly it is all these things and many more at the same time or on the same day. Home business has been around for a long time, but the internet has enabled people to start and run businesses from anywhere in the world without having to travel. Cloud computing, smartphones, and laptops have helped lifestyle entrepreneurs bring work to the streets.